As more information leaks out about the Coalition's dealings with the Treasury official at the centre of the fake email affair, Malcolm Turnbull is remaining tight-lipped. Mr Turnbull says he'll cooperate fully with the AFP investigation into the hoax email at the heart of the Auscar affair, but not with the wider probe into a series of public service leaks to the opposition, which have embarrassed the government. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Malcolm Turnbull had a brief reprieve from the government's unrelenting assault. He and Kevin Rudd suspended hostilities last night to fete Spanish royals King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia.
It is a great honour to welcome your majesties this evening to this, the seat of our national parliament.
Con vuestra visita podemos mirar adelante al redescubrimiento de Australia de los españoles.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the beginning and the end of my Spanish.
Coalition MPs are bracing themselves for another tough day in Parliament, relieved it's the last for 6 weeks. They're frustrated Mr Turnbull blew the chance to attack Wayne Swan's alleged favouritism for a Labour mate by thinking he could bring down a Prime Minister. Confidence in their leaders taken a hit. One senior Liberal says Mr Turnbull's wounded, though not fatally. Others are relieved he's held his nerve. The opposition leaders steadfastly refusing to reveal his dealings with Godwin Gretch, the Treasury bureaucrat at the centre of the forged email scandal.
Nobody in this town comments on their sources of information, and discretion is the better part of valour.
And he won't say if he or anyone else in the opposition had contact with Mr Gretch in the fortnight before he described the controversial email police now say is a fake. On the 7:30 report last night, Mr Turnbull was asked if anyone discussed with Mr Gretch what he might say at that explosive Senate hearing.
I'm not going to talk about Mr Gretch. I understand your interest in it, but this is a distraction from the real issue, which is cronyism and the way the Labor Party looks after its mates.
Police have questioned Mr Gretch about Treasury leaks as well as the hoax email, and the ABC understands any search of his computers will turn up a trail to Coalition MPs. Full cooperation with the email investigation is one thing, but Malcolm Turnbull says if it's widened to public service leaks...
There are whole issues of parliamentary privilege here. There has never been a case where parliamentarians have assisted governments in trying to trace down leaks from the public service. I mean, give me a break. You know, Kevin Rudd lived off leaks from the public service. The only investigation which we've been asked about is the question of the faking, you know, fabrication of an email, and we'll certainly cooperate with that.
The government's accused Mr Turnbull of backing away from his earlier promise, advising him to think again.
Alexandra Kirk reporting.